We are now enrolling for the How to Hire the Best course, Become an Employer of Choice to Attract the A Players You Want on Your Team. You can register at tapthepotential.com/course.
The average length in business of entrepreneurs is 12 years from those who've taken our Better Business, Better Life assessment. And the most frequently reported number of days they're able to be fully unplugged away from their business is 0 days.
You work hard in your business. What has your business done for you lately? Hi, I'm Dr. Sabrina Starling, the business psychologist, the author of The 4-Week Vacation and the How to Hire the Best series, as well as the founder of Tap the Potential, where we coach entrepreneurs like you to design sustainably profitable businesses that give you more time for what matters most and more money in your bank account than ever. We believe work supports life, not the other way around. Weekly on the Profit by Design podcast, our team brings you tips, tools, and strategies to support you in making intentionally profitable and sustainable decisions to live the lifestyle you desire.
Do you know that most of us are spending 41% of our time doing tasks or activities that could be competently handled by someone else? And not only that, but these are activities that we derive very little satisfaction from. So just think about that. 41% of what's on your plate, you're probably not deriving much satisfaction from, and it could be competently handled by someone else. So as we get started, Sarah, we're going to go into why we don't delegate, what keeps us from delegating. We're going to look at what should I delegate and how do I get my team members to document systems and start delegating. I think that's one of the areas where we entrepreneurs really struggle is we know that we need to document these systems in our businesses and we want to have no key team member dependency in the business. So how do we get our team members to start documenting? And so stay tuned to the end because we're going to dive deep into that topic. It's a very important one. So let's just start with, why are we not delegating? Well, I think the common excuse is it takes too long. It's just easier if I do it myself and I don't have time. I'm already so pressed for time. So I'm just going to plow through it and dive in myself and get it done. And if you think about that, there are a lot of things on our to-do lists that we do that with. And we just are constantly keeping ourselves in the survival trap by doing that. The other lie that we tell ourselves is that someone else won't do it as well as I do it. I'm guilty of this. I did this for so many years in the business in multiple roles that I've since delegated. The first place that I saw myself doing it was with sales. I thought, no one can sell my services. I must need to keep doing this. And then when I brought on my coach, told me the easiest thing to delegate is sales. And I thought, really? That doesn't seem very easy. He said, just trust me. And I did. And I brought in a sales team member. And sure enough, the first conversation that sales team member had, he sold my services and it blew me away. But it busted through my myth, the lie that I had in my head that no one else could do it as good as me. Another common area in the business that we business owners will do this with is bookkeeping. Right? We have to do payroll and we need to do our own data entry and we need to document everything properly in the bookkeeping. And no one else could possibly do that. Or we'll tell ourselves, I don't trust someone else enough to do my own bookkeeping. Well, for me, one of my biggest lessons was when I finally did delegate my bookkeeping, the amount of cleanup that was needed that my new bookkeeper had to do because I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I was doing it competently. I had even had someone from the Small Business Development Center working with me once a quarter on making sure that I was doing my payroll reports properly and my data entry in QuickBooks was correct. And even with all of that support, when I handed it over to a bookkeeper, there were errors. And those were errors that could have potentially been very costly to me if we had not caught them and cleaned them up. So we have this myth that we're doing all these things very competently. And why should I pay someone to do them if I can do them? Well, there's two points about that. You should pay someone to do it if you can trade up your time to work on higher value activities. because if you're focused on your data entry and running your own payroll in your business, you're not going to have the time to get around to running reports and analyzing those reports and using those reports to make solid strategic and financial decisions in your business, which that's your $10,000 an hour activity. And so if you stay stuck doing the $25 an hour work, you're never going to have time to do that higher value activity. And that can keep you trapped in the survival trap, in the cash flow, especially with cash flow. We have clients at Tap the Potential who are on cash flow remediation plans. And we encourage them, even though cash flow is tight, one of your best investments is to get a bookkeeper and have a cash flow projection created for you so that you can see where you are with respect to cash in the business and when you're going to run out of money. And then we use that to help you make strategic decisions. So this is just one area in the business where we business owners just try to hold on and maintain too much control. And what I really want you to understand is that anytime you are holding on to a $10, $25 an hour or $50 an hour task, you are deciding that you are going to kind of cap what's possible in your business. You're capping the growth of your business because every hour that you're spending doing this lower value work is an hour that you're not doing the on the business $10,000 an hour activity that will move the business forward. So just imagine if you freed up 10 hours in your week because you let go of tasks that you're not getting any satisfaction from and that could be competently handled by others. What could you do with that freed up time, right? It's pretty powerful to think about that. And the other challenge, I think, when we don't delegate, it really comes down to the sense of maintaining control. And what I invite you to think about, and to also put this to your team members who may be reluctant to delegate themselves, is anytime we don't systematize something and we continue to keep the task in our head and we don't share and teach others how to do it, we're really setting ourselves up for the next time we're sick, we're going to have to go into work or we're going to have to work from home in our bed with our laptop because no one else can do it. And that's miserable. The research that I've done shows that the average length in business of entrepreneurs is 12 years from those who've taken our Better Business, Better Life assessment. And the most frequently reported number of days they're able to be fully unplugged away from their business is 0 days. And so that means there's entrepreneurs out there working through being sick and having to get things done in the business when you're feeling terrible. And I've heard lots of stories of entrepreneurs having surgery and major health issues and sitting in bed at the hospital, working from the laptop. You don't want to be that person, right? And then think about when you want to take vacation, how, if you're going to take a week off, like how hard you have to work that week before you take vacation to get everything done and caught up. And then you go on vacation and then the night before you're coming back to work, you can't sleep because you're just dreading going back into the office and you know all the things that are going to be piled up waiting for you, right? And then that week that you come back from vacation feels worse than the week before you took vacation and you end up wondering, why do I even bother taking vacation? It's so stressful. And that's because you are holding on to things, you're not letting go, and you're not creating systems and delegating. So when we do that, when we, this 41% of activities and tasks that we are not getting satisfaction from and that could be competently handled by someone else, when we hang on to those, we're actually creating a glass ceiling for our team members and our businesses. And if you want to hire A players, one of the things that A players are looking for are opportunities for growth and advancement. And so if you're not a delegator, you are going to have a hard time attracting and retaining A players in your business because they have no room to move up. And everything that you hold on to that is less than a $10,000 an hour activity is creating a glass ceiling in your business. So if you want to really create, have a team full of A players and get to the point where you have more and more freedom from your business, you have to learn how to delegate. And in my book, The 4-Week Vacation, I walk through the steps to effectively delegating in your business. And once you have identified your clearly defined sweet spot, you have immutable laws, and you have a mission and a vision and a purpose, you're really set up to be able to delegate the majority, if not all, of what you do in the business to a leadership team and those who are reporting to the leadership team. Now, I know that may feel like a big stretch for you to think about, but I want you to know that that is possible. And if you are curious about what that looks like, definitely read my book, The 4-Week Vacation. And that all of this learning how to delegate is a key piece to setting you up for success to be able to take that 4-week vacation and be fully unplugged from your business. In today's episode, I want to give you the foundational pieces. If you're someone who struggles to delegate and let go of control, I want to show you where to start. So one of the most helpful tools for this is our chart of $10,000 an hour activities. You can download that at tapthepotential.com/10K. And that leads me right into this question of, well, what should I be delegating? Well, number one, if you're doing tasks that you derive little to no personal satisfaction from, you should be delegating those. And especially anything that is a $25, $50 an hour activity, you should be delegating that because it frees up your time to focus on higher value activities. So the name of the game here is to sweep low value activities off your plate and free up your time to focus on higher value activities. So essentially, you're trading up the value of your time every time you delegate. And you can look at your to-do list. Just look at what's in front of you for the next few days and go through, and using that chart of $10,000 an hour activities, just go through and identify the value, the low value activities. And you'll quickly see just how much of your mental space is being consumed by these low value activities. And then go through and identify who you could delegate these activities to. And usually it's going to require a system coming out of your head and you speaking with the person or training the person that you're delegating to. And if you just start by thinking about, I want to delegate to tasks off my plate each week, just imagine how much of your time could be freed up over the next couple of months with that kind of focus. So use that chart of $10,000 an hour activities and really look at where you're spending your time. And if it is something that is a $25 an hour task or below, you need to get it off your plate. And then think about, what's the highest value of your time? What is the $10,000 an hour activity that you want to get to and you can't seem to find time to get around to getting to it? When you start freeing up your time by delegating these lower value activities and you replace it with time and energy to focus on the high value activities where you're working from your strengths and it's something that really moves the business forward, it becomes very gratifying to have the time to do it. And that, just that cycle of freeing up the time and focusing on things that are much more exciting, that have much more impact in the business, it's a very self-reinforcing cycle, but you've just got to kind of get the momentum going so that you have that experience. But also, don't feel like you need to replace all of your time. Some of it you need to reclaim for your self-care and doing things that fill you up. So exercise, eating well, time with friends, date nights with your spouse, time with your kids where you're fully present. So the aim isn't to just replace the time with higher value activities. Sometimes the highest value activities are what you do to invest in yourself so that you show up fully present for your team members and for those that you love. So any work that is not your strength should be delegated. And we know we're not working from our strengths when we don't feel very energized by what we're doing, where it's something that drains our energy. We also can tell that we're not working from our strengths when we have tasks that we procrastinate on. So things that we procrastinate on typically are not our strengths. So those are other areas that you could look to delegate. And just because you can do something doesn't mean that you're the one who should be doing it. I think the classic example of this is housework, yard work, and cleaning the house. A lot of us think, well, I can do it, so I should do it, but that's not the best use of our time. Sometimes the best use of our time is having the downtime to recharge on the weekends so that we can come back and be highly effective in our work weeks, right? So the final thing that we need to talk about here is how to get team members to start delegating, because when you hire A players, they typically are can-do people. Like, I'll come in here, I can get things done. And you can end up with your A players getting so overloaded that they lose sight of what their most important result is that they're supposed to be delivering. And they end up with too many things on their plate and they can't get it all done. And then they start to feel bad for themselves. And so I think it's really important to have your A players doing these time audits once a quarter where they're listing out everything that they're doing and going through, and you're working with them in the one-to-one coaching that you're doing with them, working with them to assign value for these activities and identifying which of the activities are less than $50 an hour and seeing if those can be delegated to people who are in more entry-level roles to give them opportunities to learn and grow. And then your A players, you can look at whatever you're doing that's worth $1,000 an hour, or maybe even some of your $10,000 an hour activity can be delegated to the A players on your team, which creates opportunities for them to grow, and it possibly creates opportunities for advancement for them, which will help you to retain your A players over time. And so a lot of times when we want our team members to start documenting their systems, we tell them, you do this thing and we need you to document it. And it never gets done because it's no fun to sit down and document systems. There's very few people who find that really exciting. Some people do, but most of us don't. And so we get a lot of business owners in our Better Business, Better Life program who say, I can't get my team to document their systems. Well, let them listen to this podcast episode and think about their sick time. And if they're the only one who knows how to do something, they're going to have to work from home when they're sick because it still has to be done. Or if they want to take vacation, how they have to do all this work in advance of taking vacation and then it piles up and they come back and they have to do all that extra work. If you get them thinking about it from that perspective and recognizing that they can trade up their time, they can sweep the low value activities off their plate and trade up the value of their time so that they can work on projects in the business that are much more interesting and exciting to them, then they're going to be much more willing to start documenting systems. And one of the best ways to document a system is if you're the person who does it, to not be the one who documents the system. Instead, train someone who's watching and have them document. So the person who's learning documents the system, and then the person who knows how to do it reviews their documentation. And that's how you start to get these different systems in your business documented. So my hope for you is that you really use this chart of $10,000 an hour activities and become a master delegator so that more and more of your time becomes focused on things that are personally satisfying to you and that you enjoy doing and that challenge you. Every one of us needs to stay in that zone of challenge. When we get into doing things that are very routine for us and they're no longer challenging us, that's where we start to become vulnerable to burning out because everything just feels like we're going through the motions. So you yourself, you're an A player and you need to think about the A players on the team. You need to keep everyone in the zone of challenge and doing things that are causing growth and learning and creating those opportunities for advancement. So I hope today's episode has been helpful for you.
Thank you for tuning in today. Join our team and your fellow entrepreneurs in our Tap the Potential Mighty Networks community at tapthepotential.com/group. Share your aha moments from today's episode. Ask us questions and join in on the fun. Finally, share today's episode with a friend if you know a friend who would enjoy it. Profit by Design is in the top 5% of podcasts globally because listeners like you share with friends. Thank you. This is real life business. Keep your chin up. Keep moving forward. You got this.